At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
All right, that's week 13 of the NFL. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. It ended with quite the affair. Tom Brady bringing the Buccaneers back for a win against the Saints, Mike. But we're not really talking about Brady and the quarterback position in week 13. We're going to be talking about guys who basically aren't there. There's two big injuries. Jimmy G out for the 49ers for the season, and Lamar Jackson's got his knee injury headlining what we saw this past weekend.
Yeah, we start looking immediately over in the Brock Purdy world of what they're going to do. I know a lot of consternation, vexation, and questioning of, hey, does Baker Mayfield show up?
There's a reason why I kept him out of the conversation.
Well, you at least have to throw the name up. Nod.
Sure.
I heard people trying to suggest they should go sign Phillip Rivers.
To which
I just say, are we just throwing stuff up against the
wall? I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick was my name, but
oh, I like that. That's
not
good.
That it was original, but
yeah, but at least he you know, he can still go out and sling it for a couple of weeks.
Sure.
You trusted Phillip Rivers out there? No. We all remember what he was as he was finishing. But just curious, you know, when you have this situation, trade deadline's done, so how do you go about making things? And obviously Huntley on the other side has shown out, you know, a little bit in Lamar's stead in replacement time before. So looks like at least short term he's got a date in this AFC North battle with Pittsburgh coming up this week. Even though Harbaugh didn't rule Jackson out, it's looking pretty grim in terms of his return. And then Jimmy G, he's got no luck, man. He's got no luck. One year after another, it's what injury ails him now. But the 49ers, a lot of talent, and Purdy acquitted himself pretty nicely in that game. So got to feel like with more reps that they're actually in pretty decent space. Although playing Tampa Bay next week, Tampa Bay coming off this huge win, and a defense where I've joked about it for weeks, Dan, they're just slightly better off with less hatred towards the quarterback than Denver. Kind of the same thing. That defense is top six in the National Football League in terms of points allowed. So not an easy schedule here for week 14, but over time you still got some opportunities on the schedule.
We'll talk about some of the trickle-down effects of those injuries coming up in a little bit, but we got to give our report cards. And I'll tell you what, this one would have stars on it. It since it's the Christmas season, it'd get a Ralphie a plus. Mike Harmon at Jalen Hurts as his top quarterback this past week. Your top three wide receivers were Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm tooting your horn, Mike, because I know that you won't, but you talk about cashing in. And, heck, some of your hot plays. You had Mike White as a hot play against Minnesota. They lost, but still came through with a bunch of points. And one of your cold sores was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, White mid QB, right? Just high end number two, and then we had Garrett Wilson who has a big game. So I'll take the victory lap there. Deshaun Watson kicked me in the teeth as he did so many people. They get the W, but that didn't look good at all. Captain Kirk against the Jets struggled, so we'll take a check mark for that. Alvin Kamara somehow Mark Ingram was catching balls in that game against the Buccaneers, and Kamara didn't. And then, yeah, the top five in the wide receiver. I might frame that one, Dan. That's about as good as it gets. Adams, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Tyreek Hill. They finished 1, 2, 3, 4, and 12th.
Wow.
That's pretty very, that's very a well solid done. Week. So
and
I'm
going to be completely honest. When we were recording the podcast, I missed one, and so, like, I couldn't remember, like, on which one it was. So it was the A.J. Brown, the one that I missed. So Mike's not adding it, but I did have a blank spot on my sheet from your top five, and A.J. Brown was the one getting revenge against his former team, the Tennessee Titans. I told you to play Tyler Lockett, not in my give you one reason, but in the three-point conversion. Lockett came through for me, but my conversion, yeah, it didn't work out with Dalvin Cook. Did get in the end zone and a majority of the carries for the Vikings, 80 yards. It was Alexander Mattison who really actually kind of saved the day because otherwise Cook would have had two touchdowns. Mattison got one of the touchdown runs. Christian Kirk, not a bad day for the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. He was my guy to start. Got over 100 yards, six catches, but did not get into the end zone. The targets again were there for the Jacksonville wide receiver. That was the most amongst any Jaguars wide receiver. So that's going to continue, but Kirk just couldn't get into the end zone. Ryan Bershinger is our streaming defenses expert. He'll be on in later in the show to tell us which ones to pick up, but Bersh is here right now to tell us how his streaming defense has fared in week 13.
Oh, I didn't think it would get better than the previous week. But I said to play the Browns defense, and I don't want to sit here
in the peacock episode of I want.
Hey, you know what? We got to take our wins where we get them, baby.
Yes, exactly. I think all of us had banner weeks, truly, because I don't want to sit here and try to claim that I'm fantastic at this because I've literally just told you to play the defense that's playing the Texans the last 2 weeks, but. If you haven't gotten that through your heads yet, please play the defense that is playing the Houston Texans. They are so bad. The Browns got me 31 points this week in a standard defensive scoring format. They won my week. And I'm sure they won weeks for many people. Play the defense that is playing the Houston Texans. That is a theme that will pop up later on when we're looking at ahead, not only for next week, but for the playoffs as well.
Well, but to that point, though, Ryan, is that they hadn't exactly been dominant in any way, shape,
right.
or form. Because that's the other part. Just saying, hey, play them. Well, that's not necessarily categorically true. When you still need that component part of, a pass rusher that can go get after it, because as bad as the Texans have been, I don't know that it's been a smorgasbord. I haven't done the weekly breakdown in terms of turnovers and such. Because Davis Mills didn't throw a lot of picks, fumbled a bunch, and laid down a bunch. So if you're getting a bunch of points for sacks, I guess you do well there. But to the point of, you know, Miami's on the board against, say, like the Chargers. I think the three of us could block for Justin Herbert better than what they've been putting out. Yet you wouldn't say Miami's a dominant defense. So it's, I don't know. I love the strategy and listening to you go through the brain function of it. And now you hate Kyle Allen.
But to that point, Mike, the Dolphins were the team that played the Texans 2 weeks ago, and they got me 21. Yeah, so that is a combined 52 points over 2 weeks, which Dolphins is incredible for defense. Yes.
And if you are, you know, you look ahead at their schedule, somebody's got to have the Cowboys defense. I would think.
Right.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, they play them next week, but it's Chiefs, Titans, Jaguars, and hopefully you don't have a fantasy league that goes to week 18, but if you did, it would be the Colts.
Ooh, that would be a winner.
But then you have to wonder who the Colts are actually playing. the Texans could have number one wrapped up by week 18, so even if the Colts put out their crappy team, which I don't know if it could be any worse than the fourth quarter against Dallas, but you still may see the Texans actually have some success. As crazy as it may seem, with number one wrapped up, They could put it on ice and actually try in the final week.
See, now I'm all salty about it. You brought up the fourth quarter of that game. In one of the leagues I'm in, I end up with a six-point loss because Dak only had 170 yards passing. Three touchdowns, but I lose by 6 points because I didn't get the yardage.
I'll tell you what. I think that there is a cautionary tale, and it's a perfect convergence of all of our stories here. Is if we expect the Cowboys to do to the Texans what we expect them to do to what the Dolphins did a couple of weeks ago, defensively it may make sense. But what do you do with your main guys of the Cowboys? Like I've got Tony Pollard and CeeDee Lamb in a league. If that game is 28-0 at the half, you think we're going to be seeing a lot of CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard in the second half? No way. Now, they may have been part of the reason why they got 28, but it could be a defensive touchdown here. Could be there, and all of a sudden now you're in a, you know, must-win situation, and I, you know, like, at least the Colts put up a fight, you know, like, to make it competitive. To your point, like, Dak didn't have the yardage, but Lamb and Pollard completely saved me, you know, because the game was competitive and they needed to continue to play. You just wonder if that's going to be the case in week 14 with the, you know, Cowboys, and because the Texans have shown that they can't be competitive with anybody over the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's been a dismal run. How much fun was CeeDee Lamb to watch in the first half of that game? Fighting for every yard, spinning like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, and I hate that rule. Like, I think it's because it's so technical. It reminds me of, you know, double play, second base.
Nice.
Like, you know, like if you're in the neighborhood, like, you don't need to make sure that you touch the base exactly. Like, it's kind of a safety thing. And I think that's the way in the NFL. Like, you bring a guy and you drag him on you. If the whistle blows and somebody lights up CeeDee Lamb, 15-yard penalty, right? Mm-hmm. You know? But then he gets up and nobody tackles him because they think he's down. And then he scores and you replay it. And you're like, yeah, his knee didn't touch. It's kind of like, all right, well, next time, guess what? I am going to light the bleeping bleep out of him.
As you should. That's
yeah.
It.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, because that's what the rules are telling you to do. And you shouldn't be penalized if that's, you know, that's the case. Heck, later on in the game, when Lamb got lit up on the interception that wasn't an interception, that probably should have been an interception. It was called a crackback block. But in a, you know, a situation there, maybe the play should have been called dead. And then there's no block that happens. And then there's no, you know, penalty that occurs. So. Right. I'm sorry. I was going off on a
tangent. No, it's good stuff, though.
It's it just gets me worked up.
You know, it really grinds my gears. I dig that.
By the way, speaking of defenses, to put a bow on Bursch's talk of defenses, 49ers have, and for what you mentioned earlier, have been a godsend for one of my fantasy teams for their defense. Shutout, you know, against the Saints in week 12. defensive touchdown late in week 13. And I don't know if it'll continue against the Bucs, but.
Man, those second halves that they've been putting up these last weeks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they've given up 7 points in what, the last 5 second halves combined?
Yeah, I saw the stat on the broadcast by a defense. Was that it? And which is like the fewest since 1997.
How about that?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Why do the 49ers always have awesome defenses? You know, like what the heck happened there? How did that happen? Oh, man. They've always had dudes, too.
No, that's true.
Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, like those guys. Now Fred Warner, Nick Bosa.
I'll always have 1985, my friend.
You will. I'll always have Legion of Boom. So
they can't take it away.
And Bursch, what's your favorite Packers defense? You'll always have Reggie White. You'll always have him and Santana Dotson. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying
Butler.
To think of what I go to more like almost the mid to late 2000s, 2010s. I think of guys like Nick Perry, or Clay Matthews, and A.J. Hawk, like that sort of sort of linebackers. Yeah.
Just because they were in Pitch Perfect 2 or what?
yeah, that actually.
And again, Bursch was born in 92, so that. Yeah. That
I hate you.
We got into a conversation once in the newsroom during the day, and like everybody in the room was like, "Yeah, 92 was awesome." Like it was like a person like that was the year I was born. We're like, "Yeah, 92 was great." I love 1992. It was a great year.
Fantastic year. I mean, Bursch was born. I mean, yes. Come on, it's a big
that
deal.
Was his highlight. All of us in the room like had others. You know, like somebody was at college that I was in like. Freshman year in high school, and so that's where we. That's
second
where we
year
were in that
college
time.
For me, baby. That's
yes.
For a how year, was 92, it all went bad.
How was 92 for you? Was do you...
Yeah, 92 was not a good year.
Oh,
my sophomore year, I struggled.
Oh man,
everything that had gone right my first year. Reversed.
Okay, but let's think of this. If that's the case, was it last half of 92, or was it? First half of 92.
Oh, it happened pretty early.
Okay, but if your school year, what I'm saying is...
Oh, no. So, yeah, it would have been the fall.
Okay.
Like it all kind of went to hell, so when I came back to school.
Okay, but so then maybe the first half of 92 was good, but the second half just sucked.
Yeah, first part was okay, and then by the time we got to summer kind of blew things up. And then by the fall, abject failure.
Okay. Well, the worst...
And that's okay.
Yeah. Well, the worst loss in my sporting fandom happened in 92. That's when Ohio State lost to Michigan in the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament in overtime. Still not over it to this day. But, you know, there's some hiccups. So it's 92 is still a strong year.
Bursch, yeah, but you might have an opportunity to avenge here from the football side here in short order.
Bursch, when's your birthday?
August 13th.
Okay, smack dab in the middle of it. So maybe like up until August before Bursch was born, it was great, Mike. And then it took that turn.
Well, now it's like the omen, the final conflict, and the birth of the child. And now it's all gone to hell.
I'd be willing to bet more people would say that 92 was awesome as opposed to 92 sucked. But, you know, we'll leave it out. You can send us tweets if you want.
Yeah.
Mike at Swollen Dome.
Remember 92.
Get Ryan Bershinger on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger, and you can tweet me at Dan Beyer on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, there are some good buys and there are some bad buys, Mike. We have got some bad buys in week 14. It's talking about it, talking about our fantasy, our personal fantasy situations. There are leagues that are coming to an end of the regular season in week 14, and it's something that we touched on earlier. But six teams having buys: Green Bay, Chicago, New Orleans, Indy, Atlanta, and Washington, all sitting out week 14. I continue to go to the owner that was able to navigate the Jonathan Taylor season, able to, you know, figure out a way, and they just need a win in the final week of the year, and they don't have the guy they took with their first overall pick.
It is the worst.
It's awful.
The absolute worst, right? I mean, and you go off Green Bay, so not that you necessarily were starting Aaron Rodgers at this point, but for a lot of teams, would have still been the number one and hanging on by a thread. Aaron Jones banged up a bit in week 13, but he's unavailable. No A.J. Dillon, figuring based on the workload that he had against the Bears and with Jones a little nicked up that you'd have an opportunity week 14. Nah, he's not there either. Christian Watson's been great the last few weeks. Nope. For the Bears, no Justin Fields, no David Montgomery. You've got Atlanta, the run game. The Saints, I guess Taysom Hill might be your most valuable guy out of everybody based on the tight end eligibility. And obviously Olave had a couple of beautiful catches on Monday night. And Alvin Kamara, still based on touch count, matters. Washington, you lose McLaurin. And if you were banking on Gibson or Robinson as a flex or low-end RB2, I mean, that's a lot of bodies gone, man.
Yeah. I think it's such bad planning by the NFL. And as we had talked about, I think when you see some of these teams and you see the struggles they have, they really could have used that bye at some point.
Sure.
During the middle of the season. I don't think it's a coincidence that we got a lot of crappy teams on bye in week 14. Because it's just been such a long haul, and they could have probably used a break about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't know. Maybe Green Bay's starting to find their stride with Christian Watson. Who knows? But everybody else just kind of Commanders are in the playoff hunt, so I'll give them that.
Sure.
But
I mean, they even got flexed into a Sunday night in Week 15, for crying out loud.
My goodness.
Let's Giants and Washington. Let's see if we can get another tie. But to your point, Dan, as we discussed a bunch in the last podcast, it's just the idea of week 14. How's it helping? How's it helping anybody to have played 13 weeks, traveled all over, beaten, bruised? Like, yeah, we're out of the playoffs. I get a bye now? Yeah, I get to go holiday shopping and I get to put up my own tree or direct somebody to do it. That's the extent of my excitement, because otherwise my season's done.
Mm-hmm.
right? As opposed to maybe we could have gotten, you know, with the right scheduling, the extra days to get a lineman healthy, or maybe brought someone in for a look-see to help in the depth on our defensive line, or whatever the case may be for Green Bay, try to figure out some of those defensive woes that they've had all year long, some due to injury, some personnel, that maybe some adjustments could have been done with a bye week, an extra week for Aaron Rodgers to work with all the young receivers and go on down the line. I mean, look, Dennis Allen is still going to be a bad coach, so that's not going to help. Sorry, I had to do it.
No, you're right.
Gave away that game in Week 13 to close out against Tampa. But Indianapolis is still – would they be less of a mess if they had a bye in Week 7? Probably not.
Probably not,
But just to the point of – you know, you get to an inflection point perhaps sooner, and players that are banged up might be able to get back on the field, right? You can strategize of, hey, you get week six off ahead of a week seven bye or whatever that number might be, whereas now it's, all right, you still want to play? Like the Justin Fields conundrum for the Bears.
Yeah, I know you're a strong supporter of if it's done, he should be done.
Yeah, I could see it the other way, right? I mean, if he's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt, but you still got to be fighting for something for that to be the case. I think you saw that the kid's growing into his own, so I could see the argument for the operation shutdown, but I could see how he says, "Hey, I'm starting to get it. I don't want to sit down."
Yeah.
But still in week 14, now you're in no man's land with all of that stuff, as opposed to earlier on, maybe erring on the side of caution so those bumps and bruises don't become bigger issues.
Well, at least the Bears have an easy schedule down the stretch. Eagles, Vikings, Bills, Lions.
Yeah.
You know, like heck, the Lions. You know, they're
4-1 in their last five.
Jeez. They got the top two teams in each conference, and then the team that's got the second best record in the National Football League. That's all they got to deal with.
Yeah, that's all.
Yes. No, I'm kind of with you on that, especially because Fields' work is going to be done in the offseason, and that's where he's going to need to take that next step. It's not going to happen in those final three games. He's already taken his regular season steps, you know, from where he was in, you know, week two or three. In the offseason, I think that he grows. What steps do you think Brock Purdy is going to provide for those Niners? We started off the top, you know, talking about these big storylines, but I don't know. I Christian McCaffrey had a nice fantasy day on against the Dolphins. Once Purdy takes over, hits him on a nice little route out of the backfield, which I have no idea why the Dolphins weren't covering.
That's a whole other thing.
It is a whole other, you're right, a whole other issue. But do the rich keep getting richer? Do the mouse keep getting fed in San Francisco with Brock Purdy as their
guy? I think they'll be fine. I really do. I don't know how much of a drop-off there is. It's not like you were asking Garoppolo to go out there and wing it around.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you take the occasional deep shot, but most of the big plays from Debo Samuel or Ayuk or Kittle come on 10 to 15 yard routes that just have to be timed properly. So as the number one getting reps and being in the system as he has, so long as McCaffrey's healthy, I think the opportunities are going to be there for them to make some plays. Now, this week you go up against a tough Tampa Bay defense that, you know, is still top seven in the National Football League. But I think from a distribution perspective, I don't know how much changes, Dan. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm thinking too much of Mr. Irrelevant coming in and having the game he did against Miami, 210, 2-1. But it looked like there was an okay flow, right? That there wasn't going to be a steep learning curve to be able and to step in and do the job.
You are higher on him than I am, but I would say what would go with your argument and what would go against mine is Kyle Shanahan had him throw the pill 37 times. You know, the numbers that you provided are definitely sufficient. It's the 37 number that stood out to me to be like, Kyle Shanahan's like, all right, we're not changing it. You got the full board. Here we go. Let's do it. And I know it's maybe not as throwing it, you know, like he's throwing it downfield 37 times. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. But to your point about what they were doing with Jimmy G, yeah, didn't seem like much changed with Brock Purdy in.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing you could say is that, I mean, look, most folks in our business, Dan, are not Jimmy Garoppolo guys. I've been one of the staunchest supporters of his going on years. Because what does he do? Just enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's every once in a while you'll have a flashy game like he did a couple of weeks ago where he had the four touchdown passes or whatever. But that's generally not the case. Right? It's normally 2 to 240, a couple of touchdowns, maybe a bad pick that leaves you scratching your head. But they get the W and you move on, right? He and Shanahan and talk about the surrounding cast. And I think that's the biggest part of why maybe I believe in Purdy a little more than maybe I should, is that you do have all of the star power that you have to deploy. Now, one of those guys gets hurt, hey, all bets are off, right? Debo Samuel re-injures himself, or everybody keeps waiting. I think there's probably pools as to the week that Christian McCaffrey has to miss one as he has another 25-touch day. But so long as those guys are upright and moving, I mean, you get to pull the strings on a lot of stuff. And it's the offense is just predicated on the general tenet of don't beat yourself.
Yeah. No, you're right. I just have been skeptical of the whole McCaffrey deal.
Oh, I know. We've talked about that quite a bit. And thus far, it's worked out. But again, we're only going into week 14. Still a lot of time left here.
And it's worked out for him, but has it worked out for Debo Samuel?
Sure.
That's the other part of it of, you know, has it worked out for George Kittle? I don't think that it has. And, you know, in those Debo games that Debo Samuel owners were hoping to have, you know, those have gone by the wayside, but it's because of the, you know, they've come at the expense of McCaffrey having some really good games. What about Lamar Jackson's knee injury?
Oof.
Steelers week 14 touched off the top. We don't think he's going to play. They think mustered 10 points against the tough Broncos defense. Now you got the Steelers who seem like they've toughened up a little bit on the defensive end once TJ Watt's come back, but it's division opponent. Huntley now the man in Baltimore.
He's interesting, but I mean, who are you going to start?
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't starting anybody anyway.
I know. There's no Dobbins available. Yeah. You're going to still start Mark Andrews. Right.
You're going to start him so long as he's healthy. Had his 53 receiving yards, 7 targets, 4 receptions, 4 for 7, 50. But I mean, that's back to back weeks of that.
Yeah.
Right. He hasn't seen the end zone since the middle of October. And that goes to Lamar Jackson as well. Lamar Jackson was to the point of being nowhere near a bulletproof starter. Right. He had a good start to the season, but it's been a struggle since maybe the beginning of October.
You know, this leads me to another point, and this will kind of wrap up our thoughts on the week that was. Do you guys, Bursch, I want you in on this as well. Do you guys want to take a guess in a half-point PPR league who the third highest scoring tight end is this season? I hate when people put me on the spot, but I'm just I'll tell you who I thought it was and then was completely off base. So Let's take a guess.
Is it T.J. Hawkinson?
Mike, you good with that?
That's a pretty good one.
It is T.J. Hawkinson.
Is it? Ooh. Okay. Nicely done, Bursch.
In my league, he has almost 100 points less than Travis Kelce. Kelce is almost double.
I was going to say, it's a huge gap, right? Between
yes.
But even between Kelce and whoever's number two, right?
It's Kelce, Andrews. Kelce has got about an 80-point lead in just taking a look at a league that I'm in right now, approximately 80-point lead over Andrews, and then has got an 11-point lead over Hawkinson. And the guy that I was thinking, I'm like, okay, I thought maybe it was Cole Kmet because it was it's been so bad.
He had those two monster weeks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's fourth. So like, so this is, I'm in a league that is a standard scoring league. I have Taysom Hill, and he was the third ranked tight end going into the week for total points. It's not per week, obviously, and right. You know, if you average it out, it's a little different. But in total points, that's how awful the tight end position has been this season. It has not been good at all. And I did it for the points because there's also been problems with availability with someone like Dalton Schultz, obviously sure. Darren Waller. You know, like Kyle Pitts, like those, it is a graveyard. So like when you're talking about like most valuable fantasy player at the end of the year, like I don't know how it couldn't be Travis Kelce considering how he just boat raced absolutely everyone else at the position.
Just set it and forget it.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I saw a cool stat going to that win with the, for the Ravens. First win by a squad that lost the turnover battle 0-2 and scored 10 or fewer points. Yay.
Albert O.
You know what? I'm still in first place in that stupid best ball league, even though my two tight ends haven't played in forever and a day.
Hey, I played
him and Darren Waller.
I got me two scoops of some Dulcich for a couple of weeks.
There you go.
And of course, completely bottomed out. But this past week, at least against the Ravens, 6 catches for 85 yards. Maybe you'll see more of that against the Chiefs coming up in week 14.
Let me throw this back just to finish the Lamar Jackson part of things. You realize for the year he's got 20 total touchdowns. 12 of them came in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Oh, wow, Jason Stewart, executive producer of the Doug Gottlieb Show. Sent me this text at about, and I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was 86 minutes into, no, I take that back. It was 63 minutes into week 13 on Sunday. Love having Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson on my super flex team. Both in the same game. The only time red zone went to a play, it was Jackson getting hurt. that is what you call fantasy agony. Now, is super flex, you're limited in your options, starting two quarterbacks and what you can, who is out there. So he had a pretty, you know, it's Wilson hasn't been great, but that format probably helps. And then you just get put in that game and you could just get the absolute raw end of the deal.
Oh man, that's got to be the worst. Think Look about at these that. Two guys going after it.
I'm like one of four people that doesn't watch Red Zone. I just have the mix screen up, and I'm flipping between games. But I would assume they would be like, let's check in Baltimore. And then all he sees is Lamar Jackson walking up those stairs.
Yeah.
By the way, could these stadiums get escalators for injured players?
Seems like that would be a nice little addition. Seems like you'd have to do that based on the laws passed in the world these days, isn't it?
I know your knee hurts, but I need you to walk up these three flight of stairs so we can take a look at it.
We need four linemen. Stat. Yeah. Why? We need to lift Lamar up.
Same thing in Detroit. They've got that as well. Like guys have to walk up these stairs to get their medical stuff checked out. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely ridiculous.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Mike, let's look ahead to week 14. Bursch is going to be here with his streaming defense picks coming up in just a second. But who do you like on the waiver wire as we head into winning time of the fantasy football season?
Well, I didn't think we'd have to circle back to him, but given all the circumstance, Cam Akers is back on the board for your L.A. Rams short week as they get ready to play the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. He's back as one of the starters. Zonovan, just so we could say Zonovan Knight, of your New York Football Jets, next man up kind of mentality. Offense that's still moving the football. I had to do way too much Mike White talk on my show with Jason Smith, so I'm not even discussing that team any further.
I played Bam Knight, as they call him, in one of my leagues this week.
I dig that about you. Yeah, we got our guy. I mean, because he's got that tight end eligibility, man. I wish Taysom Hill was useful for you this week, but going forward, keep an eye out. They were really starting to use him a ton against Tampa, and I wonder if, while they won't go to Jameis Winston for whatever reason, if Taysom Hill doesn't see more reps those final weeks of the year.
I can't wait to play him in week 14. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's on bye.
No, that's Thanks, it. NFL. That's what I'm saying. It's the long lead kind of thing because of the bye. Jared Goff at 50% ownership right now in fantasy leagues, and it pains me to start going and looking at the Detroit Lions closely and putting the fine tooth, putting them under the microscope, as it were. But he's been fantastic at home. Mm-hmm. And you got another date here where that offers an opportunity. You can go back for more of the Mike White experience if you want. Only rostered in about 20% of leagues, but a tough date against Buffalo here. So I don't know how ready you are to start him, but certainly when we have six teams on bye, including a couple squads where quarterback might be an issue, that may, not to mention injuries that we were just talking about, that opened the door. Donovan Peoples-Jones, 55% targets, still pretty steady. I got to think that eventually, and maybe as soon as this week, maybe, sort of, that we see Deshaun Watson complete a downfield pass. And then Zay Jones of Jacksonville going up against Tennessee, but the target counts have been there. And we've been trying to give people Michael Gallup for weeks, and they haven't listened. Still available in over 50% of Yahoo leagues at this point. So I would extrapolate that unless you're in truly competitive leagues, that you've got an outside shot that he's sitting there waiting for you. And then go back to Detroit real quick, and this is more the wing and a prayer to see how much of a workload he gets, but the stash and wait and see on Jameson Williams.
Sure. Active in week 13. I'm going to pose this question to you guys. Have the Lions played a road game this year?
Doesn't seem it, does it?
My goodness. Like, you think about it, you're like, all right, they're home again. And when you said, you know, Lions home again, and sure enough, it's their third straight home game. Even some of their road games have been in, like, what would seem like home atmospheres. Like, they played in Dallas, not too different than Ford Field, mm-hmm. you know, as a road game. There was the game in Minnesota. You know, also on turf indoors, so maybe I'm blocking that one out. It's your Bears game, Mike, is the only one that kind of stands out to be like, oh, yeah, that's right, they did play
Yeah,
in
when
Chicago.
Jeff Okuda picked him off and picked off Fields and ran it in.
Oh,
and
man.
I was at a bar with my brother and screaming like an idiot. Really? Really? All of that? And I go, and then I paused and I said, well, he did it for the cause. Because I got to say, Justin Fields electrifying. In every game, there's at least one pass that you say, what the hell did he see?
Oh, man, the Lions in their home games. I swear they've played like 13 of them.
Let's see. They got
one like
more
Buckeye
this week.
Scheduling. Everybody comes to Columbus.
Well, there's that too, right? Of their last four games, only one game at home. On the road at the Jets, then at Carolina, the Bears at home on New Year's Day, and then finishing the season on the road at Green Bay.
See, I knew I wasn't that crazy. A lot of home games for the Lions. All right, Bursch, what do you got for streaming defenses for the upcoming week?
So I would focus in on the Kansas City Chiefs. If you are, I would use waiver priority on the Chiefs this week because, first of all, they just played the Bengals, so they are available in over half of leagues mm-hmm. right now. They've got the Broncos this week, and then if you're making the playoffs out of this week, they've got the Texans in week 15. So you've got a really nice run here where you can use them to clinch your playoff spot, and you've got
I like that.
You've got the Texans sitting right there.
Two for one, baby.
That's good thinking.
And also, the Seahawks, even though they just played the Rams, they're still available in over half of leagues, which doesn't make a ton of sense. Probably they were also a team that I recommended last week because the Rams' offense is bad, but somehow the Rams actually were able to score points in that game, which is bizarre. But the Seahawks have Carolina this week, and there's, I think, that's a good opportunity for points there. But yeah, looking at playoff scheduling in terms of, you know, now is definitely a good time to start stashing defenses for the playoffs. As I mentioned, the Chiefs have the Texans in week 15, so jump all over the Chiefs. There's no team that has, I'd say the Chiefs have the best overall schedule because they have the Broncos in week 17, but they do have the Seahawks in week 16, which I would look elsewhere in terms of a stream there. As I've mentioned,
but I thought Geno Smith was going to turn into a pumpkin.
You see, that's what's so weird. Yes, it is. Geno has earned my respect, so I will not be playing a defense against the Seahawks. As the Packers are on bye this week for week 14 and have the Rams straight out of the bye in week 15. So there's a tremendous opportunity there. Just looking at what the Texans schedule is, as Dan mentioned earlier, yes, the Chiefs in 15, the Titans in week 16, and the Jaguars in week 17. And the Jaguars are the only ones there where I would kind of take pause because that's the sort of unstoppable force meets a movable object sort of game where you're kind of a little concerned, but especially being in championship week. But man, are the Texans bad? They are so bad.
Imagine putting your hopes in the Jaguars defense in your yeah. Super Bowl to win
that
a fantasy
is ballsy,
title.
Yeah. And if you pull that off, I mean, come on now.
I'll tell you what, keep your ears out for what's happening in Seattle because of their backfield. You have Kenneth Walker with his foot injury mm-hmm. that isn't a sprain. It's kind of a weird deal. It's funny because during the game against the Rams, they ended up having to go to Tony Jones as their running back because Walker was ruled out. And I got a tweet, and I kid you not, there's an alert. So it says, you know, Kenneth Walker's been ruled out. DJ Dallas doubtful to return. And Tony Jones got lit up and had to leave the game because of a concussion. DJ Dallas was doubtful for about two plays. Then he was back in the game, and there was a quick return for DJ Dallas to get back into the game. Their running back room is pretty thin. Pete Carroll said they aren't looking outside at stuff, but you know, it kind of reminded me a little bit of you know, a few years ago. Remember they had to bring Marshawn Lynch back?
Oh, how great would that be, though? Marshawn Lynch comes back in.
for the third time. Oh, that'd be great.
Come on, think about actually how that would be embraced across the NFL. He's like a folk hero at this point.
It would be, but the Seahawks are playing for a playoff spot, so we do want to focus on
how
that.
How dare you?
Yeah.
You're spoiling my fun.
Oh, man. I'll say this. When the schedule came out and I saw that the Seahawks had to play the Jets in their Week 17 game, I was like, at the beginning of the year, I'm like, awesome. Now I'm like, crap, they got to play the Jets. Oh, my how times have changed.
No
All right,
Harmon,
you got anything else?
No, I think just the bang the drum again on all those bye weeks as you go into your waiver wire claims. I mean, because there might be some big holes, and as Bursch alluded to, also looking ahead so you're not fighting on the waivers next week. Figure out where the dead weight is on your roster.
Remember when there were 31 teams in the league and there was a bye every week?
Yeah.
For teams. Burst, do you remember that 20 years ago?
Oh, geez. I vaguely.
Before the Texans came in, the Browns came back to the NFL, and so there was a short period of time where there were 31 teams, and there was teams that never had a bye in week one. Like, they started the season, they didn't play the first week because they had an odd number of teams. Oh, this is only slightly better than that was. All right, get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Find Bursch on Twitter at Ryan Burschinger, and you can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. We will talk to you in advance of Week 14 with a new episode, getting you set, hopefully getting you set for soon-to-be playoff success or even daily fantasy success. So for Mike Harmon and our executive producer, Ryan Burschinger, I'm Dan Beyer. We'll talk to you next time here on I Want You Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.